and left off discussing the Brayson of Gimel Beis, where the Torah mentions the case of Beit Shanoda, Sveika Asura, Im Nisarva Kulan Asura. So the Gemara was bothered, why indeed is that true? So the Gemara suggests that maybe we're talking about a case of a Beit Shtreifa, and that would explain why indeed that Safek is Asura, because a Beit Shtreifa is forbidden in the Torah, Sveika Darais L'chomra. The difficulty the Gemara says is that the Brayso also tells us the Im Nisarva Kulan Asura. Why should that be? This should be a typical case of bittul. After all, treifa is a davar she'ein lo matirin, is subject to bittul, and as such, how do you understand the brayso? So the Gemara suggests a significant kiddush, and that is, we're talking about a beitza. A beitza is considered to be a davar she'beminyan, and a davar she'beminyan is not subject to bittul. Who is the one who maintains indeed that's true? That a davar shebeminyan is considered to be such a davar chashuv that there's no possibility of bittul at all. So the Gemara tells us the following. You're right. This is not l'chuli alma, but this is the Tana of litra kitzios. Litra kitzios. And what exactly is the day of that Tana called davar shebeminyan? A davar shebeminyan is not subject to bittul. Technically, whose shita is this? This is the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, lefi Rabbi Yehuda. No? You saw the Gemara, daf dalet. No? This is a machlokas within a machlokas. Now, this is how Rabbi Yehuda understands the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that if you have pressed figs made into a cake, that already is considered to be a davar shebeminyan, and therefore it's not subject to bittul in any shape or form. Well, so davar chashuv is not considered to be bittul. Where indeed do you see this is true? And is this really a din daraisa? Is this only a din drabanan? So we start to discuss possibilities that maybe there is some makor for this chiddush that a davar chashuv indeed is not subject to bittul. You know, perhaps we have to go back to the Hilchos Me'ila, no? Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, no? That we mentioned earlier when it comes to davar sheish lamatirin. That's where the Rambam writes, right, the chiddush, based on the sugyan Me'ila and Dav Chaf Aleph Mudeis. The Rambam writes the following. Let's assume, for example, a person has a pruta shel ektish. And all of a sudden, nisarva b'chol hakis. You know, that pruta of ektish, all of a sudden, is tossed into the pile of other funds. It's in a kis of many different prutos. One of them is considered to be a pruta of ektish. Or the Rambam writes a variation of the case. You know what? I have a pile of money. And I say, pruta shebekis ze hektish. And I declare that, you know what? That amakdish, a single pruta of that particular kis. Well, now what do you do? You have many, many different prutos, and one of them either was or now became hektish. What do you do? It's hektish, which is considered to be bitaruvos. Okay? So the Rambam might simply, I'll give you a great answer, that, you know what? Mechalosa, transfer the kedusha of that problematic pruta onto something else, a form of chilul, a form of pidyon, and therefore yishtamish b'kis. Now you can go ahead and use that kis. And what happens if you didn't do that? Vimhotzi v'lo chilul. You didn't transfer the kedusha, but you use those mos. What that could potentially be an isra of me'ila. Oh, so the Rambam writes the following. That you know what? Yes, there are times you're going to violate isra of me'ila, but the Rambam writes that lo ma'al ad shiotze es kol hakis. You know when you're going to violate this Sermila, but Torez Vadai, when you use all those funds. If you just go ahead and use a single pruta, that already is a suffix. Who says that that pruta that you used was the pruta shel hektish? But if you're going to go ahead and use all the funds, you definitely were motzi hektish l'chulin, and you're chayiv for me'ila. You know what me'ila means? You're chayiv a karban. That b'chor is a din daraisa. That's a din daraisa. Ooh. Why is that true? The Tosus already in Me'ilan Dav Chafalef raises the issue, why isn't there bittul? I understand why, maybe midrabanan, a person has to work out something, but there's going to be a chiyuv Me'ila. You have hundreds of prutos, and you have a single pruta of hektish. Why indeed is it not subject to bittul? Guess what? This should not be new to you. That's the Kesef Mishnah we've been speaking about all last week, no? Libato Baruba. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, I'll tell you two terutzim. No, number one is that hektish is a davar sheish lamatirin. because pinyon chilul that also is a chiddush. Sometimes we assume devastation atira means that this is going to evaporate. This is going to dissipate. Beis adaf gimel. No, all of a sudden Matzei Shabbos comes. Guess what? This is gone. Here it's true. It is mechusa ma'isa, but the kesa missionaries. But nonetheless, since there's a possibility of chilul or pinyon, that already qualifies it as a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Not on Rishon would agree to that. There is Amram Chalav, a Psachim, the Abchav Zayin, that writes the fact that you could be poed is not called a Dover Shteh Shlom HaTirim. Dover Shteh HaTirim is like our signet. But that's the Kesem Mishnah. We know that Kesem Mishnah because that's the Kesem Mishnah that seemed to indicate that Dover Shteh Shlom HaTirim is a Din Daraisa. It's a Din Daraisa. We're talking about a Chiyu Daraisa of Me'ilah. And why don't we assume that there's bittul? The answer is, it's a davar sheish lamatirin. Wow, so boshub shat in that kesef mishnah. The davar sheish lamatirin is not bottom level of daraisa. That's the background. And that was that whole sigma, mitzvah dafnun gimel, drabana, now the different ways of understanding. And maybe that could be predicated to an extent, you know, to be yudan, Rashi and the Ran. Okay, that was last week. Now, what about this week? Inami, that kesef mishnah says, I'll give you another possibility, you know? That a matbei is a davar chashuv. And a matbei is a davar chashuv, and it's not subject to bittul. Wow. You know what? Apparently you see from that kesem mishnah as well. Just like our diuk last week, the davar sheish lamatirin is a din daraisa, so that's not batel. Wow. Apparently you see that a matbeia is not batel, because it's considered to be a davar chashuv. Wow. A davar sheish b'minyan, okay, maybe in a beitza, okay. That can be a din d'rabbanan, as Rashi writes, come on the beis. But the notion that a davar chashuv is not batel, one could argue there are times indeed that that's true, and that's seemingly what the kesef mishnah is assuming as well. And you know what? Take a look at the Tosus. The Tosus in Me'ilah daf chaf aleph, mabeis. Tosus is bothered. Why isn't there bittul in this case? Now where, all of a sudden, you have a taruvos of a prut of hektish together with prutos that are chulin. So that's what Tosa says, and don't say that it's a Dover Shteh Shlom HaTirin, because Dover Shteh Shlom HaTirin is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. In other words, Hektish is a Dover Shteh Shlom HaTirin. That's how it's going to solve our issue, though, on a level of Daraisa. And then Tosa says, maybe you can argue that the kiss is not as I described it. Maybe the kiss is not hundreds, but one-on-one. That kiss only had another Pruta in it. So you know what? I took a prut of Hektish and got it mixed. Now it's one-on-one, and there is no bittul. Oh, for that, indeed, you're going to be chayim. And then Tosus says the following, Inami, matbei achashiv lo batil. Those are the last words of Tosus. Emil dav chafalaf mabeis. You know what? This is a davar chashuv. And the davar chashuv is not subject to bittul. So Pashub Shat in the Tosus, Pashub Shat in the Kesef Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah Melech points out. Well, he points out this is not so simple. Is that a davar chashuv midaraisa is not batel. We can discuss, we can argue about what exactly constitutes a davar chashuv. Es, kol, minyan, what is a davar chashuv? But you ask me the yesod. You know, even though the Torah tells us there's a concept of bittul v'rov, acharav mahatos, maybe that doesn't apply to a davar chashuv. Wow, that's a stunning chiddush. In which case, you know what? The case of Beitza really is in the raisa of an absolute davar chashuv which is not subject to bittul, and perhaps that's true when it comes to a matbeah. A matbeah, a coin, is not subject to cases of bittul. Well, but that's no doubt. That's a great chiddush. How else could one understand? Maybe one could suggest the possibility as follows. Maybe it is subject to bittul. There is bittul. Not the matbei is a davar chashuv, there is no bittul. There is bittul. Let me ask you the following. Let's take a case where everybody agrees there's bittul. You know what? You have a trei salami. Okay, you know what? That's really a problem, no? But, I have a great eitzah, you know? Let's just get two kosher ones, and we'll juggle. No, I was at that chasana, and I saw you're juggling. We'll juggle the salamis now. And all of a sudden, we have three salamis that are there. You're not going to tell me, it's butter. Are you really allowed to do that? You know what? Okay, dalam abeis. Beitza dalam abeis. Im avat l'chatchil. I understand. And all right, so we have to discuss that. When is that true? When is that not true? All right, that's going to be our din, dalam abeis. Right? Alright, so you didn't do it consciously. It's happened too. You know that salami that was treif somehow got intermingled with. I'm here to tell you there's bittul. There's bittul baro. There's bittul baro. Okay, gavaldik. No? Bittul. What does bittul baro mean? Does it really mean to the extent that the iser is nepach liosete? Does it really mean to that extent? All three salamis are kosher now. Early kosher. Ad kadei kach, ad kadei kach. You know what? You're pretty hungry. No? Can you eat all three salamis? Because of bittul barov, can you really sit there and eat all three? All three? Because of bittul barov? You mean the Isserna adopts the status of Eter? That's a fascinating deal when it comes to bittul. And maybe one could distinguish. Maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. Maybe it's mistaken to assume if you have a whole pot of chom and a drop of milk falls and there's bittul, you know what? That drop, and like a taruvos of that which is lach, you know, maybe that's mamish kamando esedam. It's like it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's completely overpowered. Is that really true when it comes, let's say, a bittul of yavesh b'yavesh? That it's so overpowered to the extent that really it's considered to be kamando esedami? Kamando esedami, is that really true? So many Rishonim assume like absolutely not. Even though the Torah tells me I have a right to follow Rav, but it's not true to assume that the miut is commando lesadami. It's as though it doesn't exist. And Tosas and Chulin writes, for example, in Dafkuf, don't you dare eat all three. Anybody who will eat one, you know what I can say, will be tole. But don't you dare eat all three of them. Don't you dare eat all three of them. Okay. That's what Tosas writes. Well, that's what the Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis and Beis Aleph. That, you know what, that in isolation, you have one salami, okay, hochanach harov, but we're not going to allow you, you're going to serve the whole thing. Right? How could that possibly, how could that be? We don't assume that this is nepach liosete. We assume that sometimes right to rely on rov, but not in a case where you're vade consuming that indeed, which is aser. So that's the chiddush, for example, of Rashi, the chiddush tells us that you can't go ahead and rely on bittul and consume everything. You know, Rashi has a known sheet in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Daled, that whenever you have, for example, a case of bittul, sarach lahashlich keneged ha'eser. Well, that's Rashi's sheet. You know what? Take out something. I know that there's a teruvos here, and I know that there's a vast majority of hetter, but there's 2 ounces of iser. You know what Rashi says? Before you even engage in eating the taruvos, take out 2 ounces and throw it out. No? It's like Talia. You know, I don't know where it is. I can assume, but don't eat everything together. Don't eat everything together. The bittul will help you in terms of an isolation, but holistically in combination, certainly not. That's a fascinating deal. Maybe one could argue the following. Maybe it's not that the matbeya is a davar chashuv that's not subject to bittul. What exactly does the Rambam say based on the Gemara? That, you know, im hotzi v'lo chilel lo mal ad shiyotzi es hakul. Yotzi es kulam, yotzi es kol hakis. You know what I did? I went ahead and I used all the prutas. One got mixed up with 100, and guess what? I went to the store and I bought something for 100 prutas. And I gave them the entire case. I gave them, you're lying on bittul. Well, what do you mean bittul? Maybe in Achinami, I'll take out one pruta and I will use that, you know what? Oh, maybe that's a reliance on rov, I understand. But you're going to say, batel, and use everything. So maybe that's exactly the chiddush of the Rambam of lo ma'al ad shiyotzi es kol hakis. Not because it's not subject to bittul. Maybe despite the fact that it's subject to bittul, nonetheless, indeed, that's true. Wow. So one possibility is you say matbeya is not batel. Oh, that's Tosus. That's the Kesa Mishnah. Maybe another possibility is to say the following. A matbeya is batel, but there are limitations to bittul. Bittul does not allow you in a wholesale way to go in and to use everything, literally 100 cents on the dollar as a result of bittul. Maybe that's aser. In the case of Machalos Asuros, you know what? There are Rishonim that assume that really is forbidden. Forbidden midaraisa. There's a Tosus Rid in Baba Basra, in Daf Lamed Aleph, that writes, even if something is subject to bittul, using everything, that's forbidden min ha-Torah. Because bittul is just reliance, but it doesn't mean it's a negation of. Or I'll tell you another possibility. This is a deal in the Sheif Smaitza, in Smaitza Vav, Perakei. You know what? Imagine the following. You know, I go ahead and I take something of yours, and you know, I take ma'os. The ma'os that I stole from you becomes intermingled with something else. You know what? I stole money, and I threw it into the kiss. You know, and you say, where is my money? I say, I have bad news for you. Bittul. No? Bittul. Your money was bittul. Your money... In Dini Mamanos, in Gezel, that really is true. Bittul. Is that really the case? We know that when it comes to Isurim, there are elements of Bittul. Is it so clear when it comes to a Chi of Mamon, that Arov, Bittul, that means you're completely exempted? You're completely exonerated? That's the Shiv Shmaisa writes, not in the realm of Mamon. B'chi HaGavna, there is no Bittul. And then the Sheish Shmaitz has a fascinating deal. There's something a little bit unusual about Mi'ilah, no? How would you classify Mi'ilah? You know, we discuss this sometimes in other cases. No, Shemitas Ksafim, Tzedakah, Ribbis, a Yoredei issue, a Choshen Mishvat issue. What's driving Ribbis or Shemitas Ksafim, Choshen Mishvat, Yoredeia, the loan is Paka? Or no, then it's not Paka, but there's an Isser Negisa, no? Let me ask you the following. What's driving the Isser of Me'ilah? No? Is that, you know what? Me'ilah is a form of Gezel. You're being Gozel, Mamon Hekdesh. Maybe, no. There's a Tosefes Kedusha, and there's an Isser to be Nehene from Hekdesh. There's an Isser to be Nehene from Hekdesh. Which dimensions of Me'ilah is governed by the Mamon Shabbat? Which is governed by the Isser Shabbat. And maybe one could suggest that, this comes to play. When it comes to cases of Isurim, you know what? There's halacha bittul. When it comes to a chi of mamon, there's halacha really of bittul in that regard. And maybe one could argue that when it comes to milah, a person is being gozel mamon hektish. And in such a case, it's not going to be subject to bittul, not necessarily because amat beya is considered to be idavar chashuv, but rather if it means that you're stealing from hektish. So in such a case, that has to be satisfied, even if somehow that mabeya became all of a sudden absorbed into something else entirely. Wow. So based on the sugya milah, the Rambam has a case where there is no bittul when it comes to mos hektish. Why exactly is that true? So one possibility is because of the status of the matveya. A matveya is a davar chashuv and it's not batel. Finished. The other possibility, it is batel. But bittul is not carte blanche to do anything, not to use everything. Here, your motzi is kol hakis. You're definitely chayiv for me'ilah. And maybe the third possibility is as follows. In the realm of mamon, that's different from bittul yisurim. And therefore, in this regard, we will relegate the halachos of Mila from the prism, the perspective of the Mamon Sheba, and in such a case, that Enochinami is not subject to Bittul. But that Tosos in Me'ilah, that Kesed Mishnah, all of a sudden you have a model of a Dabar Choshu Matbeya, which is not subject to Bittul. Okay? That could be a din daraisa. Money is not batel. In the sense that, you know, when a person deals with a schum of maos, right, that's exact. That's not subject to the cases of bittul. And maybe that serves as a model of a davar chashuv, which is not batel. What we began discussing is maybe another model of a davar chashuv, which is not batel. And that was the case in Bav Metzia and Daf Vav Amud Beis. That all of a sudden the case of kafatz, Echad min haminuyin l'solchan. All of a sudden you're counting my sonema, and you counted this animal. This animal is exempted, and all of a sudden the animal, now jumps back into the herd, jumps back into the deer. So such a chiddush. You know what? That exempts the entire deer. Why? Why in the world should that be true? Tosa says tema li batel beruba, and Tosa says, is bothered. After all, you can't argue that This is a davar shebeminyan, an animal, balei chayim are not subject to bittul, because Tosa says that's only a din, drabana. And you can't say this is kavua, because kavua means that it was nikar b'minkomo, tisha chanuyos. In its place, I know that these are kosher stores, this is a treif store. Something all of a sudden emerges. I don't know where to move from, I understand. But in its source, it was something that was fixed. That's something which is kavua. And here, that's not true. It was not nikar. It was not that which is yadua. Wow. So Tosus is bothered that why is this case of kafa sol nadir not subject to the case of abito? Some pointed out the following chiddush. Maybe one could argue again, as we saw last week, the Rabbi of Paris, the Tosus Arash, the Ritzva. Maybe one could argue that enoch inam midrabanan it is not subject to abito. Yeah, but that's unusual. It's only what did Rabbanan. That means midaraisetz batel, you're chayiv maaseh behema. And midrabanan, the chumrah, that it's not going to be batel, serves as a kula to exempt you from maaseh behema. That's something which is unusual. The Ritva points out, we're going to use akiras devar metorah for that. It's like that random sach, medav zayin that we saw. You're going to take the isur chomet shalva pesach and therefore say, there should be batel l'kula. Why in the world would that be? The Ritz writes the following chiddush, and maybe this chiddush is similar to what we just discussed. No, it is subject to bittul. It is subject to bittul. When that animal goes ahead and re-enters the corral, it's subject to bittul. But here the Torah says, Asiri vadai. Even though something is subject to bittul, it doesn't mean that there's no suffix. Maybe bittul tells you how to operate when there is a suffix, as opposed to telling you that the miyut is command alesedam. Exactly what we just said. No? That was the chiddush of the Ritva, but Messiah and Zayin of Aleph. That you're right, there is bittul. But bittul still means that within this herd of animals, there's a suffek. There's a suffek. It doesn't mean that vadai, doesn't mean eat all three salamis. It means there still is an element of suffek. If there's an element of suffek, so that's called asiri vadai, lower asiri suffek. Wow, that was the chiddush of the Ritva. Not that there is bittul. But bittul does not mean now vadai. When I go ahead and I count these animals, there still is a suffek regarding maaseh behema. Because undeniably, there is still an animal there that was already counted that is not subject to maaseh behema. No? Wow. That also is the same chiddush. Okay? Maybe one could argue the following. You know what? Our Gemara is a din d'rabbanan. To consider a beitza should be davar sheminyan, that's a din d'rabbanan. Maybe I'll tell you the following. You know why it's a din d'rabbanan? Because whether or not this is a davar sheminyan or not, you know what? That's a convention. That's societal. That's man-made, no? Is this a davar sheminyan or is it not a davar sheminyan? No, I could tell you, you know what? In America, you know what? Well, this is batel, no? We're a very wealthy society. People don't care about these little things. Now, in other societies, you know what? What do you mean? Mamash a davar shebeminyan. That's considered to be a davar chashuv. What we would dismiss. In other places, that's not true. Let's say you have objectively have a case of davar shebeminyan. You know, that's the chiddush of the Sholem Eishiv. Ein lacha davar shebeminyan gadol mizu. Meiser beima. Where the Torah says that count. No? That clearly is a davar shebeminyan. If the Torah says that you consider, you reckon the maaser behema based on a count, that literally is a davar shebeminyan. And maybe that would be a great, great chiddush to assume that in maaser behema, that's a model, that there's no bittul. Maybe in a mafbeah there's no bittul. Well, maybe in maaser behema, hihan osenes, that there really is no bittul in that particular case. And as another example, I would tell you that sugin gitnadav samach dal. The context of the Gemara is, do we have a chazaka that shliach osa shlichus? I go in and I point to shliach to do something, and you know what? I'm unaware whether in fact he carried out the shlichus. But maybe, you know what? We can operate with a chazaka, with a presumption that unless we know differently, yeah, the shliach was a diligent, I honestly trusted him. He was a trustworthy person, and therefore you have to be concerned. Shleach Ose, Shleach Huso. So Rav Yitzchak tells us something which is really stunning. This guy does seemingly a silly thing. Now, Omer l'shlucho, say v'kadesh li ishasa. You know what? I'll leave it up to you. Now, whoever I marry, I'll leave it up to you. You go ahead and marry a woman on my behalf. No, and the guy like is so excited, you know, about this opportunity. You know, he just, you know, umes. No, he at some point he just died. Not like woo, you know. He was all thrilled and all of a sudden woo. No, what happens now? What happens now? You have a chazak of shleichos and shlichuso. No, and so he married someone, and I have no clue. I have no clue who I'm married to. I have no clue who I'm married to. So what in the world? No, so what do you? How can you marry anyone? How can you marry anyone? No, as Tosfos points out, okay, maybe we can clearly identify that, you know what, that it wasn't this person. This woman will be nemenes to say that I did not receive kesek kedushim nishleich. But realize that there are krovim involved as well. Maybe she's a karov of someone who did so. Okay, you know what, so enough inami. If you're going to get every karov, Tosfos says, every possible karov in a room, and they're all going to be made that, you know what, that... What do you mean that we did not receive kesa? Or maybe an achinami. Maybe an achinami that would be sufficient. That would be sufficient. Okay. But Tosus is bothered that, like, why do you need all this? Why not just simply assume that azlinun basaru? Azlinun basaru. You know what? We're dealing with a vast row. So you know what Tosus says? Tosus says, in achinami, that's true. In this particular case, seva kadesh liisha stam, you know what, hol kenach aharov, and therefore you don't have to assume that, you know what, the woman you're going out with was, you know what, whatever, a relative of someone who, you know, and therefore she's forbidden to you. Okay. So Tosa says this is considered to be a knas. Right, v'nira, Tosa says, knasa ba'amu, and therefore... Mikra Hadin is clear as Azlinan Basaru. Well. And Tosa says it's only a knas in a way, so if we can demonstrate, you know, we'll. Okay. You know, it's not. Ramban is very bothered by it, no? This is only a knas. This is only a knas. A knas to Ramban. Wait a second. The context of the Gemara is how can we determine. This is only a knas rabbanan. How does that prove anything? You know, this guy did something really reckless. The guy did something really irresponsible. Seva kadesh liishas shtam. So you know what? We're going to say, you know, if guys do reckless things, there's a consequence. How does that prove shleichos shlichusa? If this is really true mikra hadin, then that proves shleichos shlichusa. Because if the shliach did not carry out, there's no ikar hadin that asa b'chanashim shvelvam. But if you're going to say what this guy did was kind of reckless, no? Reckless. Look what you did now. You created a whole suffix for every woman in the world. But if it's only a knas, how does that prove shliachos shlichuso? And the Gemara is trying to prove shliachos shlichuso, not only in the chumra, but l'kula. Even l'kula as well. L'kula. This is a knas l'chumra. A guy goes ahead and he appoints a shliach that he should divorce his wife. Can I assume there's a chazak of shliach osa shlichuso? That's the sugya. So you can prove from this. This is a knas rabbanon because the guy acted recklessly. So how can you prove shliach osa shlichuso? Lakula. That's what the Ramban writes. And then the Ramban also writes that my yisur bezeh. You know what? I trust my Rebbe. You know what? You go ahead and marry whoever it is, and I'm good to go. Well, the Ramban writes, my yisur bezeh. Like, you know, you think of a knas, like the guy did something so crazy. Is that necessarily? Maybe the answer is to an extent yes. But is it clear he violated such an isra chamur, an avera chamura, that it warrants such a knas? So the Ramban writes that this is not a knas. This is really meikar hadin. This really is meikar hadin. This is a real problem. Because shleich osa shlichusa, and there is no bittu. So the Ramban writes, you know what? We have to work on this. You know what? We have to work on this. How can any woman get married? Maybe this woman, right, is already an eishes ish. No. A woman is becheskas pnuya. And the woman is being nemenes to say that, you know what, I never received kesef kedusha from anyone. But as far as he is concerned. No? The Ramban writes, that really is true. Mikra hadin. And the Ramban writes the Chiddush that Mikra hadin, there's no bittul. Mikra hadin, there's no bittul. Wow. On what basis? The Ramban says, you see from the Gemara, this is not a kenas. It's really a true Mikra hadin. But how does it answer the question of the bittul beruba? Apparently, you see, it's not subject to bittul. Why exactly is that true? Why is it not subject to bittul? Maybe one could argue, a din daraisa, that a davar chasher is not bata. Whether a beitz is a davar chasher or not, okay, that's a machlokes tanaim, literally dixios, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, okay. Adam. That a person is subject to bittul. Maybe that is the model, no? The quintessential davar chasher. Is that an Adam is not subject to bittul, and therefore, in such an instance, this really is a leidas asafik. So in terms of models of something that's not subject to bittul, where the possibility that it's a din daraisa, maybe one is a matbeya, maybe by definition is called a davar shebeminyan. And maybe it's true by definition when it comes to maisa behema. And maybe the Chiddush Ramban, this can be true when it comes to Adam as well. You know, Bishvili Nivra Olam. No? Adam was created to Chivay. Adam is not subject to Bittul B'tarubos. And maybe Enoch and Ami, that this really is a suffix on a level of Daraisa. Well, so our Gemara suggests that, you know what? That's true Midrabanu when it comes to the case of Beitza. But that's why, if you have a Beitza Shtreifa, in Yisarva, Kunasuros, because that is considered to be a Dara Chashav, albeit a level of Drabanan, but Mamisha Ka'ein Daris. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, Dalamadalam, the Gemara says, wait a second. What in the world was the problem? The Gemara suggested that this is a Dara Chashav Matir. And if it's Zav Sheish Matir, and I understand the Brice that says Ibn Isarva Kulan Asuros, I understand. But how in the world do you understand Sveik Asura? So because of that significant problem, we had to come on to Treifa, and now we got involved with another problem, whether this is considered to be Davar Chasher, whether it's not. All of a sudden, like Rav Ashi, like wake up. It's a Davar Sheish Matirin. And since it's a Davar Sheish Matirin, since it's a davar sheish matirin, the lashon ha-gemara is not so simple, no? Since it's a davar sheish, how would you finish a sentence? Since it's a davar sheish matirin, sveik asura. Why did you create this whole problem? You're dealing with a beitza davar sheish matirin, and therefore I understand. I mean, it's not kula asuros, and hu hadinami sveik asura. We're done. You don't have to come on to anything. It's like, well, of course. What was I thinking? No? The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar, La'olim. What do you mean? It's a suffix yantif. It's a suffix hol. But it's a davar sheish matirin. And once something is a davar sheish matirin, you know, not so simple. Not so simple, no? The Gemara says, Lo batel. Rosh Hashanah's father, no? I wouldn't have said that exactly. I would say it's Rosh Hashanah Matirin and Sveik Asura, no? Sveik Asura, no? That's what Rashi said. That's what the Gemara means, no? The Gemara means it's Rosh Hashanah Matirin, there's no bittul, in other words, Sveik Asura, no? Like, it's almost like the Rosh Hashanah writes Iker Chasim and Asef. The Gemara thought, for whatever reason, the davar sheish matirin is only relevant in the worlds of bittul. It's not relevant in the world of safek. Rav Ashi all of a sudden gets up and says, "Let me tell you a great chiddush: that a davar sheish matirin is not bittul." Well, of course, the mishnah is not bittul. No. I'm telling you a great chiddush: that davar sheish matirin is sveik asura. You know what? It's interesting. The shash is so bad. That's not what the gemara says. Lolam safek yanta safek hal. Have the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, the Chol Davar Sheish Matirin,
Sveik Asura.
No. Afil b'drabanan labatim. Afil b'drabanan labatim. So we have to address that a little bit. So Rashi says, that's not really what the Gemara means. It means just like there's no bittul, so too Sveik Asura. Okay, so that was like a very heavy issue, no? The fact that something is Nefesh HaShem Matir, is it relevant in the world of bittul? Absolutely yes. Is it relevant in the world of Safek? Why in the world would you distinguish? Why would you say that Nefesh HaShem Matir is only relevant in the world of bittul, but not in the world of Safek? Oh, so we start to discuss. Oh, our old Ran and Rashi. No? Let's say according to the Ran. Let's say according to Rashi. You know, you have to discuss the Havamin and Maskana. No? The Havamin and the Maskana. But let's say according to the Ran. The Gemara on the bottom of Gon Beis is great. Dalma off the top is great. No? Dover Shesh Matirin is Halach in Bittul, in Mindamino. It has no relevance to Suffolk. It has no relevance to Suffolk whatsoever. Well, what are you invoking a Dover Shesh Matirin when you have a Suffolk? Dover Shesh Matirin means that the Isser is insufficiently potent to label it as Min V'Sheino Mino, and therefore this is Min V'Sheino Mino. No, it's Min V'Mino, and Min V'Mino is not Batal. Great, but how do you account for Sveik Asura? So Rav Ashi says, it's a Dover Shesh Matirin, it's not subject to Bittul. What in the world? How does that answer anything at all? No? How does that answer anything at all? Well, let's say according to Rashi's Svar, the Maskana Sa Gemara is great, no? But it is somewhat surprising that the Gemara did not spell this out exactly. The Gemara should have spelled out that, you know what? No. The Svar of Dover Shesh Matirin is Asha Tochan of Isser, Tochan of Heter. And that's not only relevant in the world of Bittul, that's also relevant in the world of Safek. Oh, that's pretty heavy, no? What's the tzara shavash, man? Because in both cases, Bittul as well as Safek, you're relying on a hachra lakula. And why in the world should be machria lakula when this issue is going to just dissolve and dissipate and evaporate and you're good to go? And what was the havamina and the maskana of the Gemara? Oh, I'll tell you, according to Rashi, it's great. Dover Shesh Matirin does not allow you to machria lakula. Okay? You know what Rashi's assumption is? Maybe, Havi Maskana. Bittul is a hachra lakula. What about Safek Drabana lakula? Is that a hachra lakula? Or when I argue, no. B'makom Safek lo gozer be'rabana. So you know what? The Havi Mina is great. The Havamina is that if it's a Dover Shesh Matirin, don't rely on a Kula. Bittul is a Kula. As we discussed, the Miut is Kvan Yisadami. Bittul is a Kula. Is Safek Rabbanan a Kula? A Kula? Maybe it means that Makom Safek Lo Goz Rabbe Rabbanan. In which case, it's not a Kula at all. So even if something is a Dover Shesh Matirin, just like, for example, Tosus a sheet about Sveik Sveika. No? Sveik Sveik is not a kula. Sveik Sveik is Monea, the latest HaSafek, and a Sveik Sveik is Mutter, even Dorosh Eish Lamaterian. That's not called Asha Tochlan of Isra Tochlan of Beheta, because the Torah says, don't worry about it. Maybe Safek or the kula means, don't worry about it. The Chama were not Gozer and Isra Makam Safek, and they were not Mechayiv you to do a mitzvah Makam Safek, and therefore, if that's the case, who cares it's a Dorosh Eish Lamaterian? Oh, you know what the answer is going to be? Whoa, that's the great Kiddush then of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi who says, well, that's not right. You know what? Safek Drabanan Lakula is a Kula. It's a Hachra. And therefore that's relevant even to the areas of Safek, not just the areas of Bittul. I'll tell you like a nice Maramakom. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Simen Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes the following. Maim Shiesh Lo Safek. You have a Safek regarding the water, right? That you're about to use. You know what? Im Nasa B'Malacha Olav. Was this water already used for some purpose? In which case, that water is not to be used for Netilas Yadayim. Or whether that's not true. or it's a suffek, is there a shear, is there not a shear? Or maybe there's a suffek, maybe this water is tamei, it's not considered to be tahar. Can you use all this for netilas yadav? Okay. So you know what the Mishnah Berurah writes? Just very simply, now take a look, see if Katan Menvon. You have a suffek regarding mayim, whether mayim is suitable for netilas yadayim. So you know what? Netilas yadayim is a dinder rabbanan. So suffek is lakuta. So therefore, you know what? Go ahead and use this water. Guess what? Im ein lo mayim acher. If you don't have other water. If there's other water, like why in the world? No? Why in the world? This is the only water you have, okay. But you know what? Im ein lo mayim acher, you have other water, just use other water. Use other water. No? Wow. So take a look in the Shaar HaTzion. Because after all, if yesh mayim acherim, the Shaar HaTzion os memtes, so bevada yesh mahach melechatchila. Why would you be meko if there's another good eitzah? Because why would you rely on a kula even if it's a sefik dronin if it's not necessary, right? Because after all, you ready for this? Take a look at the Shaar HaTzion. Lo gara mimay dekaimalan ba'alma diyesh lahachmir. The davar sheish lamatirin kishuhu suffik. Arsukim, he's a daftalit. That's what the Shaar HaTzion writes. Even if something's a davar sheish lamatirin, you know what? But you know what? Sveika asura. Achutachlu bisvachad hekta. So you have a case where there's a suffik drabanon. If you can avoid a suffik, avoid this. Where do you see you have to avoid a suffik? Right? A suffik drabanan. Mishnah writes of all the examples. A davar sheish matirin. That's all considered to be midine achra. And therefore, exactly, that I can tell you is part of the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. The Gemara had thought that davar sheish matirin is not relevant to the realm of suffik. And now the Gemara says, yes, it is relevant to suffik. According to Rashi, what's the maskanas of Gemara? That suffik rav lekuli is a achra. And therefore, if you can avoid a suffik, avoid a suffik. What about according to the Ran? According to the Ran, the havamin is so good, no? Davar sheish matirin is mendamino, and therefore has no relevance to suffik. All of a sudden, Ravashi says, sveik asur because of davar sheish matirin. So you know what? Ooh, we already saw, Dachiezer, Rav Chaim Osim and Yadalit, that the Ran cannot disagree with Rashi. The Ran is telling the following Chiddush, that there's one level of Davar Sheish Lamatirin, which is Ad Shetach Lamed Lamed, that's true. But in the world of Bittul, it's that and more. It's that and more. Not it's that instead. It's that and more. In addition to Ad Shetach Lamed Lamed, There also is something which is compelling, and that is min b'mino. Rashi doesn't have to agree with the Ran, but the Ran has to agree with Rashi because the Beitza Tatale. Maybe the Habamino was absolutely not. It is only min b'mino. The Maskana, that's not true. You take a look at here, the Bachanan, the Kobet Shurim, and Os Dalit. The Bachanan writes the following. Of course. The Ran will agree to Rashi. The Ikar Hatam of Davar Sheish Lamatirin is Ad Shetach Lamed Lamed. Clearly that's true. But I'll ask you the following. If Midaraisa it's Batel, why would the Chachamim insist that we be machmir? Like, the din d'oraisa is this, but midrabanan, the din d'oraisa is, this is batel. If midrabanan is batel, why would the chachamim say, ooh, hold it, no. Don't rely on bittul. Why would the chachamim say, don't rely on bittul? If midaraisa, indeed it's batel. So that, Rabbi Chanan writes, is the Ran. Amai hichmiru barabana. Why were the Chachami machmir to say a darash shematirim is not batel when midaraisa is batel? I just disagree. You know, every din rabbanon has to have a biur, a tzorech. Why was it? Oh, so you know what motivated the Chachamim to be machmer dorsheish matirin? Because it's ke'in daraisa of min b'mina. It's ke'in daraisa of min b'mina. Where did the Chachamim get this from? The Torah says yes and I say no. Oh, you know what the answer is? Because min b'mina was not batel. And this is a very temporary yisr. And since it's a very temporary yisr, it's very similar to min b'mina. So therefore, woo, b'chumra t'imachmer dor sheish matirin of ad shetokon is based on min b'mina. But the ikar hatam is like Rashi. The Ran is just adding the why question, the why question. The what question, the halach is ad shetokon b'zavet. Why in the world the Chan say that if midaraisa says batel, you know what the answer is? Is because since this is such a temporary issue. So therefore, it's similar to min b'mina, and therefore, the Chacham insists to be machmer adavar sheish matirin, right? Up to min b'mina. But the Ran did not mean in any shape or form to disagree with Rashi, just adding a layer of beer as to the why question. Why did the Chacham maintain achetotan abisanachbet? If midaraisa, something's batel. The answer is because, you know what? It's similar to another case where we say, don't you dare eat it. No? Cases of min b'mina. Well, so take a look at the Rishash. Rishash writes a stunning chiddush. How can you say that there's like an independent din of suffix? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, sfeik is asur. Why is Sveik Asura? Because Davar Sheish Matirin Apila B'Drabana Lobot. Lashon HaGemara seems so unusual. But it really means Safek. Yes, the Rishash writes, Iker Chasim and Asif. The Gemara should have said, I'm being Mechadesh a new din that Sveik Asura. The Gemara doesn't say any new din. It just says, but Davar Sheish Matirin is not considered to be Bata. Not concerned about them. Who's the Rosh Hashanah? Just Harifus. No, wait a second. A davar sheish matirin is not about them. It's not about them. Oh, okay, it's not about them. I understand. I would have thought midaraisa is about them. You know what the answer is? Nope, there's no bit. There's no bit. So you know what? I have 1,000 eggs. One egg is a beis hashanolda. A davar sheish matirin is not batel, and therefore what? Therefore what? All 1,000 eggs are forbidden the Torah's vaday? Well, what does bitl mean? Bitl would mean ignore the problematic egg, it's all het. What does no bitl mean? No, you can't rely on bitl here. You can't rely on bitl. So what exactly does that mean? Since you can't rely on bitl, all the beitzim hamutarim are labeled as beitzim ha'asurim? Yeah, that's what davar sheish not batel means, that everything is asur b'Torah's vaday. Everything is asur b'Torah's vaday. Certainly not. You know what it means? A davar sheish matirin is not batel, and therefore, guess what? Therefore, that whole bucket of eggs is a suffik yisr. Bitl means there's no suffik yisr. No bitl means It's a suffix. Good, it's a suffix. Yeah, but it's a suffix drabanon. Beitza shenolda. A suffix runs as lakula. No? So you know what you see? That built into the very halacha that a davar sheish lamatirin is not batel necessarily implies that sveik asura. There's not a separate din. When I say something is not batel, and therefore you cannot use it, you know what? There's a hidden assumption that it's not batel and sveik asura. If you say it's not batel, but safek is mutter, so it's not batel. But I still have 99 eggs that are okay and one egg that is problematic. It's not enough to say it's not batel. You have to say it's not batel, and therefore you're confronted with the safek. And the halacha is that sfeik asura, built into the ikar halacha of davar sheish lamatir, that there's no bitul means by definition sfeik asura. By definition sfeik asura. And that's exactly what Ravashi says. Ravashi says, this is a davar sheish lamatir. And davar sheish lamatir afilu drabanan lo batel. There's no bitul. Lo bitul means sfeik asura. Why didn't the Gemara say sfeik asura? That's what Rosh Hashanah's the Chiddush is. Literally, haynu hach. That's something which is pretty choshev. No? That's what Rosh Hashanah writes. Maybe these are not two independent dinim. It so happens that Dovr Sheish Matirin is this and that. This only makes sense when you assume that indeed sfeik asura. And therefore, that's what Ravashi indeed reiterates. The Gemara had suggested, you know, that these are two independent dinim. And that's Ravashi writes, they're inseparable. They're inseparable. You cannot speak about bittul without the notion that cases of suffix is indeed asura. Because at the end of the day, even if I say something is not a bittul, the suffix is in ozosmikan. The suffix is still there. So therefore, we don't treat it as a suffix rabbana. We treat it as that which is asura, because indeed it's considered to be a davar sheish lamatir. This isn't our sugi right now. This next point I'll make, we'll get to it in daftes. But this is an important comment to Rashi here, and the Gimel Beis. Rashi says the following: realize there's another reason here that we're dealing with dinim drabanan, because we're talking about literu diktsios. No. We're talking about hafrashas truma from figs, no? So Rashi does tips you off that, you know what? Hafrashas truma and figs is only a din drabanan. It's only a din drabanan. Realize we're only dealing with a din drabanan. And the Gemara says, litra diksios. We're talking about on a level of drabanan. Whether, yes, bit or no, because the whole hafrashas truma here is only a din drabanan. In other words, Rashi Kedushin Daf Gimel. Because what in the world is Chayv and Shumas and Maisers? No, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. That's all. Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. That's all. Wow. Everything else is only a din, Drabanan. That's against the Rambam. The Rambam, Nochus Shumas, Bragav, Lachates, that none of vegetables, Yirachos, are not Chayv and Shumas and Maisers, but Peros are. And litru diktsios is a din daraisa. This is a din daraisa gemara. This is not just a din drabanan. And there's a third shita, believe it or not. Third shita. Now, what do you have? Third shita? Yes or no? Yes or no? That's the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid has a separate chibur which is called kasuv sham. That's the name of the sefer. Kasuv sham. It's just, you know, the Ravid would begin his comments. He says kasuv sham. It's written there. Then he would comment on it. Now, so. The name of the sefer is Kasuv Sham, right? Take a look at, hopefully they have it here. If not, you look online. On the very end of Maseches Kulin, where the Ravid writes something which is stunning, and this will be very important for the sugi and daftes. You know what? You know that long tosis that most yeshivas they skip? No, Esrik Shavu Lilan, Kedushin Dav Gimel. You know, tosis is bringing like rayas back and forth. Shumas Peros, yes, daraisa, not daraisa. This Gemara is Mashma Darais, this Gemara Mashma Drabana. The Ravid writes a stunning Chiddush. There's no Teva and anything other than Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. There's no Teva. There's no Chiyuv HaFrasha. There's no Isra Chiyuv, there's no Teva. But I go over to my Peros and I'm Mafresh Truma. Does that mean that it's only Truma Drabana? That's the great Chiddush of the Ravid. Truma Daraisa is not dependent on the Shem Tevel. Tevel is only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. So you're right, that if I eat the Litru Diktsios without Hafrasha, there's no Issa Daraisa. Truma's Peros is only Din Rabbanan. But when I declare that this is Truma, That's Truma Daraisa. You can have Truma Daraisa without the Chalos Tevel. That's something which is stunning, no? Rashi and the Rambam are the extremes. And the Ravid writes, I'll give you a great, great position, Daraisa. Tevel is Drabanan, but Truma is Daraisa. Because when you say, Hareza Truma, Hareza Truma, the Truma is out. Truma does not require a prior Shem Tevel. That's stunning. And you have to learn, Zerayim, is it so obvious that Hafrashas Truma is a function of Isra Tevel? Or can one have a Chalosh Truma Daraisa without? So wait for that test. That will be a significant machlokes. But realize this Rashi here, where Rashi tells you, this is only a Din Rabbanan. The Rambam disagrees. In the Ravid Shita, if you're Mafrish Truma, that's not a Din Rabbanan. This is Truma Daraisa. And now the bit that we're talking about has to work on the Lord Daraisa itself. Okay, Mr. Hashem, we'll start the bottom of the Talmud tomorrow. And,